Spokesperson Hillary Markin says operations are returning to normal.
We recognize the partial shutdown had an impact on the important work our agency does on behalf of our taxpayers. And with funding now restored, we're working on kind of reassessing our priorities for the remainder of the year, getting back to work, getting out there and grooming snow trails. With all the snow, we're glad to be able to be out there grooming trails for the public to get out and enjoy their national forest.
Markin says it took a while to get operations back and running.
When you leave everything sit for 35 days, that's all of our vehicles, equipment, and everything. And then we had those really cold spells. So making sure vehicles were functioning properly, all of our equipment wasn't damaged. There's a lot that goes into that, but when you think about walking away for that a period of time.
Hillary Markin says during the shutdown, there was some short-term administration of timber sales, which are ongoing. She says during the shutdown, volunteers also stepped up.
We're very appreciative of all of our partners, volunteers. There were lots of people, I think probably just community members that went out, maybe picked up garbage along wreck sites. So we're very thankful for all of the help and support that happened during the shutdown. We're glad to be back to work and getting back at it.
The federal government shutdown began on December 22nd and ran until January 25th. The funding to continue government operations ends on February 15th unless Congress and the White House agree on a continuation. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.